This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump celebrates the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. On Monday, the president called al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man who is now dead, VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A White House official is expected to appear before a House impeachment investigation today. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
House investigators expect to hear from a current White House official today in the impeachment inquiry. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is Director for European Affairs at the National Security Council. In prepared remarks, Vindman will say he listened to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's new president that sparked the impeachment probe. Vindman will say he did not think it was proper. Vindman will also say he was already concerned by earlier remarks from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland, who wanted to have Ukraine investigate the 2016 election. Vindman reported his concerns to the NSC's lead counsel. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of a schedule, but he did not elaborate on the timing. Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on the text for a Phase 1 trade agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October 11th. Mr. Trump says he hopes to sign the deal next month at a summit in Chile. This is VOA News. California's governor has declared a state of emergency because of the wildfires ravaging parts of Northern and Southern California. AP's Rita Foley.
California is a tinderbox, says Cal Fire. Most counties are under red flag warnings for high fire danger. And wind gusts higher than 102 miles per hour are fanning the flames. They've been fighting wildfires north of San Francisco and in Los Angeles neighborhoods. Thousands have been told to run for their lives. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has a message for them.
Do not wait. Do not think that you can fight this. Do not get your own hoses out. Do not fight this fire. Leave it to the professionals.
I'm Rita Foley.
The European Union is giving Britain an extension to get a Brexit deal done. AP's Charles de la Desma.
The European Council President Donald Tusk says on Twitter the EU 27 agrees it will accept Britain's request for a Brexit flex tension. The decision is expected to be formalised through a written procedure. Tusk's announcement comes as EU diplomats meet in Brussels to sign off on the new delay to Britain's departure from the bloc, which had been due in just 3 days' time on October 31. It's the second time the Brexit deadline has been changed since the 2016 referendum on Britain's departure from the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Amidst the ongoing anti-government rallies, Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam says that the city is likely to see a record negative growth in 2019. Reuters' Shermaine Lee.
Hong Kong is likely to enter recession. That's according to the city's leader Carrie Lam on Tuesday. The city is grappling with 5 months of sometimes violent protests that show no signs of fading. Lam said the demonstrations have taken a heavy toll on the economy.
Our current assessment is that the full year of 2019 will likely show negative growth, which means we won't be able to achieve the already revised down positive growth of 0 to 1%. The situation is very grim.
Lam added the central government in Beijing was confident her administration could return the city to normal. But she warned actions of protesters were hindering the chance for reform.
That is Reuters' Shermaine Lee reporting. Pakistan reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process and war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance of all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. The Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that he made the remarks in a meeting with the visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.